morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Live with Me Rank Show. Appreciate you tuning in. And it's not just about me. It could be about you guys. You can call in at 269-441-9595. And then you could say it was me and Rank and whoever else called in and wanted to contribute to the show on air. You can also always email me at Rank, R-E, as an excellent NK, at townsquaremedia.com. Just so you guys who don't like me know, when you put R-A-N-K at townsquaremedia.com, that doesn't get to me. You got to look at and see how it bounces back to you because it's spelled incorrectly. How do I know that's happening? Because then they then forward it to the real address. So that's why I say R-E-N-K, E being excellent. So I pronounce it, or you guys are able to understand it, that it is an E. And obviously also, if you have an app of one of the stations you're listening to me on, you can certainly app chat that way with us. Let's start the day off with some good news. And as I always preface this good news, it's not because Biden is a Democrat. It's not because any of this is a Democrat. It is because, and this is good news, it's because of the policies. That's what people have to be concerned about. And almost everyone on the right always addresses the policies. Those on the left, you're just calling us names and racist and bigots and sexist and homophobes and transphobes and whatever else you want to call us. But you never attack us on the issues because you can't. So that's why I start off the show saying these even poorer numbers now for Biden, they've gone down, is good news. It's good news for all of America, because maybe then people will realize the mistake they made, the emotional mistake they made, because as I tell you, it was all out there before the election. Maybe they realize the emotional mistake they made and they'll correct it. According to a new poll from Grinnell, G-R-I-N-N-E-L-L, College National Poll, they surveyed 1,002 adults 18 and over between March 15th and 20th. Biden's approval rating has dropped 3 points to 34%. I believe this is worse than Trump ever had. And he gets nothing but glowing press many times, not all the time. I think they just can't hide it anymore. So they have to once in a while, and they, meaning the mainstream media, has to bring up the bad news. But again, and I'm going to show you something about an AP piece. I'll tell you about it today. That was the right piece to write. It was good that they write it, but then they just let it go. It's taking the next step like they do with people on the right. Hammer every single Democrat and ask them about this question. Keep hammering the principles in this and ask them about this question. And I love this piece from the AP that I'm going to bring up to you guys in a little bit, because not only does it give me the ability to show what I mean when it comes to treatment of the same, it's not just reporting it once. But it's also going to prove something I've been telling you for a long time. And that's $1.9 trillion that was spent in March that has put us into this inflation free-for-all was a sham. Wait till you hear where that money went to. So we'll get into that. But 34% approval rating, worse than Trump. A majority of Democrats, 70%, still approve of the inflation. They still approve of the gas prices going up. They still approve of the world on fire. Remember, everybody was worried about Trump starting war. But Biden comes in. He didn't start it. But he certainly, every expert out there now is saying it's due to his weakness. He shows weakness, not only from his words, but his him being so frail as an older man and having difficulty with his brain. And I don't mean that to be facetious. Let's just talk the truth. that caused the whole people or Korea, North Korea, and Russia to act the way they're acting now. As I said, they didn't do this under Trump. Got to ask yourself why. So 70% still approve of the job he's doing. Any of you who still approve of what Biden's doing, I ask you to contact us, 269-441-9595. Email me, Renk, R-E-N-K, at townsquaremedia.com, and tell me what he's doing well that 7 out of 10 Democrats would approve of what he's doing. What is he doing that you're approving of? of Republicans strongly approve. I would ask the 11%, well, that's strongly disapprove, I'm sorry. I don't know if any do approve. I would ask the same question to them. So it's good news in the sense that America's waking up because we've got to somehow get out of this super, super deep ditch that we are in. Also, program note, top of the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to interview a gentleman named Jared Knott. He's the author of Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, 39 Tiny Mistakes That Could Change the World Forever. He is a decorated combat infantry officer from Vietnam. He was part of the 1st Air Cavalry Division. He's going to give us his thoughts and how this war could have been prevented. How much did the mishandling of the situation in Afghanistan, that's something I didn't add before, influence the decision to invade Ukraine? And more. So that'll be at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Now, here in the state of Michigan, let's go local before I forget. Tonight is the monthly Calhoun County Tea Party meeting. I like to bring it up because it is still actually thriving a little bit more now. And there is so much great information you guys can learn from going and seeing this and being part of it. So tonight at the Calhoun County Tea Party meeting, American Legion Post 298 on 20th Street in Battle Creek, 6 o'clock if you want to go for dinner, $11, you get your dinner there, but that's optional. 6:30 to 8:30 is the program. David Gilbert, the Calhoun County prosecuting attorney, will be there, and Jason Bomia, the Calhoun County 10th District Court judge, will be there, and they're going to discuss legal matters pertaining to Calhoun County. Now, if a legal matter is pertaining to the Calhoun County, I'm sure it's pertaining to many other counties in the area. Also, the main speaker will be Stephanie Cruz, who is with Heritage Action. She's coming from Cincinnati to update people in the state-to-state legislative actions that are taking place to secure fair and honest future elections. So check that out tonight. And become even more informed. Now let's move to this. The Detroit Free Press is attempting revisionist history. Wait till you hear this one. I loved writing a piece about this. This is delicious. Because on so many different levels, it proves what I say every day about the mainstream manipulative news. Or media. I'm sorry. Did I call them news? My apology. I titled the piece, "The Detroit Free Press Attempts Revisionist History and Reports We Were Never Ordered to Stay at Home in Michigan During the Pandemic." No joke. You think I'm joking? Go check it out. The sources are there. Everything's there. And as I wrote, it's an attempt at revisionist history in order to save their candidate from getting defeated in the November election. Boy, the Detroit Free Press must be very worried about Governor Whitmer's chance at being reelected at governor, or they wouldn't make themselves look so horrible. According to the article I first saw that was produced from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy's news site, Michigan Capital Confidential, the Detroit Free Press does not agree that Governor Whitmer ever put Michiganders under quote-unquote lockdown. In an article they published Sunday, March 13th. Quote, "Some of the claims attacking attacking Governor Whitmer and other Democrats are too broad, lack context, or are simply inaccurate. There was never a lockdown, quote unquote, per se. But customer or staff fear of catching COVID-19 and orders that required businesses to limit operations forced many establishments to close. That's what the Detroit Free Press printed on March 13th, two Sundays ago. Now, why they threw the word per se in there, I don't know. And I make a lot of fun of it. So if you see me in it, I'm sure I'll get my haters emailing me and think I did it on purpose and I don't know how to write or whatever. But I threw per se in there left and right. Per se, the definition of per se is, quote, by or in itself intrinsically. So then I looked up the definition of intrinsically. It's, quote, of or relating to the essential nature of a thing. Now, keep that in mind. I'm going to read that quote again, or what I pulled out of their article. Per se is by or in itself intrinsically. Intrinsically is of or relating to the essential nature of a thing. So again, this is what the Detroit Free Press wrote two Sundays ago. Quote, some of the claims attacking Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats are too broad, lack context, or simply inaccurate. There never was a quote unquote lockdown per se. But customer or staff fears of catching COVID-19 and orders that required businesses to limit operations forced many establishments to close, end quote. I'll show you how they could care less how embarrassing it looks to them. I will prove to you direct. You don't have to worry about context. You don't have to worry about any of it. It is black and white. And I'll bring it up to you coming up right after this. You're listening to Live in the Rain. Oh, what's going on? I didn't put the song in. Oh, can I play it here? Here we go. It doesn't matter because I'm going to prove it to you in black and white as I was talking to you last hour or last segment. I'm sorry. Wrote a piece. The Detroit Free Press is attempting revisionist history. They actually wrote two Sundays ago that Michigan was never under a quote unquote lockdown per se. Now, how do the words per se or intrinsically fit into their statement? I don't know. And then I wrote this. Perhaps the Detroit Free Press was completely unaware of Governor Whitmer's executive order 2020-21, issued on March 24th, 2020 at 12:01 a.m. That little per se order stated, quote, subject to the exceptions in Section 7, all individuals currently living within the state of Michigan are ordered to stay at home or at their place of residence. Subject to the same exceptions, all public and private gatherings of any number of people occurring among persons not part of a single household are prohibited. End quote. That was followed up with, quote, consistent with MCL 10.33 and MCL 30.405 Section 3, a willful violation of this order is a misdemeanor. End quote. That's how far the Detroit Free Press and many news media organizations will allow themselves to be embarrassed, to look like fools, to get what? Their base? It's just the base that's reading that paper. And it's just the base that would believe that because the Free Press writes it. It gets even worse. But again, here's what the Free Press wrote two Sundays ago. Quote, some of the claims attacking Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats are too broad, lack context, or simply inaccurate. There was never a lockdown per se, but customers' or staff fears of catching COVID-19 and orders that required businesses to limit operations forced many establishments to close, end quote. Executive Order 2021-21 issued on March 24, 2020 said, quote, subject to the exceptions in Section 7, all individuals currently living within the state of Michigan are ordered to stay at home or at their place of residence, end quote. Do you think the Detroit Free Press had no idea that that executive order ever existed? One of the people who contributed this was Dave Boucher. And as I wrote, wait, does Dave and the Detroit Free Press not consider, quote, ordered to stay at home, end quote, to not be a lockdown, quote unquote, per se? Is that what they're going to say? Well, they never used the word lockdown. They just ordered you to stay at home. Now, to make matters worse for the Detroit Free Press and one of their authors, as I said, authors, Dave Boucher, on their he was an author of that March 13th article. They've admitted to lockdowns in the past. At a previous press conference, Dave Boucher, who contributed to the article two Sundays ago in the Detroit Free Press that stated there were no lockdowns. Here's Dave Boucher, or however you say his last name. I'm sorry, I don't mean to mangle it if I am. This is him asking Governor Whitmer a question. Quote, as you noted, the spread of COVID was down substantially, or at least the state was able to do that earlier in the year, and in part, that's probably because there were lockdowns or stay-at-home orders in place. Why not issue a temporary stay-at-home order or lockdown right now as opposed to waiting for the legislature, end quote. You've guys got to spread this. You've got to share this piece. This is exactly proving so many things I've said in the past. They are. The mainstream manipulative media are the obstacles. They are the enemy of the people because of this type of reporting, and it's happening all over. Second, it's actually proving what I've said. They will go to any length. They don't care that they look stupid. They don't care that they are. We could take their own quotes and show them. They said exactly opposite, whatever, 6 months, 8 months, a year ago, than they are saying today. And it doesn't matter. Do you think they don't know? Do you think Dave doesn't remember asking her and praising her about the lockdowns? I love this. I love this. And it's all out there for you to see at WBCKFM.com and eventually WKMI.com or wherever you're listening to me on. So I want to once again read the three main parts. Dave Boucher and a couple other people write an article stating, quote, some of the claims attacking Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats are too broad, lack context, or simply inaccurate. There was never a quote unquote lockdown per se. End quote. I give you the executive order 2020-21 issued on March 24th, 2020. Quote, subject to the exceptions in Section 7, all individuals currently living within the state of Michigan are ordered to stay at home or at their place of residence. End quote. Dave Boucher, who just said two Sundays ago there were never a lockdown, asking a question of Governor Whitmer at some point in the past, where he says that's probably because there were lockdowns or stay-at-home orders, quote, end quote. Dave, if you ask a question of Governor Whitmer, acknowledging that she locked down the state, or as you put it, if that, quote, there were lockdowns or stay-at-home orders in place, end quote, why would you write a piece this month, stating that she never locked down the state. Sounds to me as you and the Detroit Free Press are trying your best to rewrite history in order to help your candidate. And then I ask this question. Is that something that a quote-unquote real per se newspaper should be doing? You listen to Live with Rank. Lines are now open, 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about what we're talking about, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Live with Rank. Thank you very, very much for that. Oh, man, it was so much fun putting that together. And vindication. I feel vindicated when I bring this up to you. Many of you who have been listening to me for years now know that I come from truth. In fact, just the other day, someone who just is always, let's just say, takes a different position than mine, wrote a comment the other day, I think it was yesterday, on a Facebook, on one of the pieces I wrote. And I thought it was a great addition to the piece. I didn't know of it. And they called, and I spoke to them, and I said, hey, by the way, great job on that. And they appreciated that I had wrote that out there. And as I said, it's I come from the heart. I come from truth. That's why no one can ever trip me up, because if you always speak the truth, you can't be tripped up. Liars are tripped up. So if I disagree with you, I disagree with you, and we'll have a discussion about it. If I agree with you, I'll agree with you and compliment you if it's an idea that I hadn't thought of. That's what's going to get us out of this mess. The mainstream manipulative media is not. They're working 24/7, 365 days a year to not bring us together, to lie, misinformation, disinformation. Wouldn't you call this article or opinion piece or whatever it was from the Detroit Free Press dis or misinformation? Not even mis, disinformation. You can't sit there and say, we were never under any lockdowns. And then I point to the executive order that put us in a lockdown. And then I point to one of the authors of the piece who said there was never not any lockdowns, asking a question of Whitmer, in which he acknowledges there were lockdowns. I don't know how they do it. They don't get paid that much. I know what people get paid in this business. And it's not much at all. Much, much less than any of you probably think. So how do you sell your soul? Maybe if you're getting $1 million a year or something and being on TV, you sell your soul. But for making peanuts? To sell your soul? To make yourself look like a fool? Who would ever want to read these people again? People who only read that junk and truly believe it and won't get out of their bubble. Won't challenge the status quo. That's who reads it. That's who reads it. Yesterday, the Republican, this is how the Detroit News puts it, the Republican-led legislature and Governor Whitmer have reached a $4.8 billion deal on infrastructure spending. What I found interesting is later in the piece, it says the legislation expands on a spending plan passed by the Senate in December that would have allocated about $3.3 billion towards water infrastructure. The House Appropriation Committee moved the bill yesterday to the full House. In fact, I think it passed, yes, it did, 27-0 unanimously. House Appropriation Chair, State Rep. Albert, said the federal funding made available to Michigan has given the state, quote, unprecedented opportunity to make monumental improvements, end quote. None of this has to do with COVID. So how is this money coming from a COVID bill? At least the way it was sold was a COVID bill, the American Recovery Act. How? How are we spending COVID money on infrastructure here in the state of Michigan and every other state out there? These people just don't realize the harm that they're doing to future generations. See, I have kids. I guess these people don't have kids. They don't care about their children's future. They obviously don't care about their grandchildren's future. We can't keep adding to debt like we do year after year, decade after decade. It just never stops. Do people really believe it'll never come to bite us? When that will happen, I don't know. I don't know. Several things have to happen. And it's looking like it may happen. But why do these people not care about the future, their children's future and grandchildren? Because this is who's going to harm. It won't harm us in the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years to the extent it's going to harm these kids. Albert said, we must take advantage of it and do it the right way. This plan will use one-time resources of available today to benefit our children and grandchildren for the rest of their lives, which is extremely important given the potential ramifications of current federal policies in future years, end quote. It's still borrowed, State Rep. Albert. It is not helping the future of our children or grandchildren. It is borrowed money. If it wasn't borrowed money, yes, it would be. So they're going to try to fool you to think that it's a benefiting children and grandchildren. How? You borrowed billions, not you, the federal government. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't spend it, because if this is federal money given to them and they either spend it or lose it, what are you going to do? And this is happening in every single state. So my beef isn't with the state reps if they have to actually pass spend it. But please don't tell us it's coming to the benefit of our children and grandchildren. At best, it would be a wash. But in reality, what is having good roads or infrastructure going to do when all heck has broken loose because we've finally gone into that debt spiral that Greece was in? And the only reason Greece made it out of it, if they have, is because the rest of the world, Greece is so small, and the rest of the world came in to protect them eventually. But they owe a lot of money. Now, the plan is largely, as I said, made up of... Here, the Detroit News itself says it, quote, now, this plan, ladies and gentlemen, is going to pay for what? Water infrastructure, broadband, and housing aid, among other things. Those are the big three. Right? Here's what the Detroit News says. The spending plan is largely made of federal COVID relief cash, with the exception of some state general fund dollars focused on dams and unemployment. So there's some state, don't know to the extent of the state. Well, if it's COVID relief and infrastructure, they actually add and infrastructure. It was COVID relief. The infrastructure bill was different. Or maybe they're saying it's coming from both. Maybe they're saying some's coming from the infrastructure bill and some's coming from the COVID relief. So let's just focus on the COVID relief. How is COVID relief paying for water infrastructure, broadband, or housing aid? Well, Rank, they need housing aid because of COVID. No, we've been out of COVID problems for a year. They've received tens of thousands of dollars in aid for all of that. It says, after spending plan is enacted, about $2.7 billion in ARPA, state federal fiscal recovery funds, those federal dollars the state has discretion over will be left, according to the state budget office. Under the legislation from yesterday, $1 billion will go towards a wastewater, stormwater, and drinking water program, $35 million to failing septic systems, and $50 million to healthy hydration in child care locations and schools. Anybody? Can you help me figure out what healthy hydration, quote unquote, healthy hydration is? Do you remember when you were a kid drinking out of the hose in the summer? Do you think any kids would do that today? Or would they look at you and say, I'm not going to drink out of the hose, Dad. That's not healthy hydration. $380 million will go towards roads and bridges, including the freeway pump stations that caused the Metro Detroit flooding last summer. Another recreation and tourism spending item will give $250 million to state parks and recreation areas and $200 million to local community parks because that's COVID-related. It's not infrastructure. Parks, giving money to parks, even if you were to fix them up, $450 million, almost a half a billion dollars that'll go to state parks and local community parks. A half a billion dollars. Do healthy hydration spots cost that much? Supplemental budget also includes about $500 million for rent and mortgage assistance. What had happened to the billions or hundreds of millions or million, tens of millions we gave away already? It's disgusting what these people are doing. Now, if it's federal, it's federal, but it's still disgusting what the federal people did. And they're going to sit there and tell you they care about the children. Do you think these people care about children? Let me ask you that. They're going to spend $250 million on expanding broadband access. Does that mean they're shut their mouths then about, well, we don't have enough for that? No, they'll ask for more next time. And $25 million to make natural gas or other low-carbon energy more readily available. There you go, $4.8 billion. COVID relief and some infrastructure. You listen to Live with Rank. We'll be right back after this. And Live with Rank, do you think these politicians care? They say it's for the benefit of our children and grandchildren spending borrowed money. Hey, honey, I know we owe $62,000 on all our credit cards. But I'm thinking we need a new driveway. It's for the benefit of the kids. So let's borrow another $15,000. In fact, we can't get any more debt. So why don't we use our children's Social Security number to get that debt? It's for the benefit of them. Isn't that the same way? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that a perfect analogy? People who have no money left to borrow, they can't borrow anymore. They'll just take their kids' Social Security numbers, borrow more money, and say it's for the benefit of them. Yeah, I mean, is there some point that better roads or infrastructure is somewhat of a benefit? Yes, I get it. But don't borrow to do it, or don't say it's for the benefit when you're borrowing to do it. I have a question. This is a fun question. Someone in my flagship station wrote a piece about it, too, here on WBCK. Should Michigan do away with valedictorians for graduating classes? Apparently, this was happening in Denver, Colorado. A school district announced that they were planning to end having valedictorian awards at its high schools. They say most of it, the reason why is simply that faculty at these school districts believe the tradition is no longer appropriate for their students. Quote, the practices of class rank and valedictorian status are outdated and inconsistent with what we know and believe of our students. We believe all students can learn at high levels, and learning is not a competition, end quote. What the heck does that mean? I mean that. What are they trying to say? We're going to get rid of the valedictorian and any giving any acknowledgement to kids who worked hard to get to where they're at. Because, quote, the practice of class rank and valedictorian status are outdated and inconsistent with what we know and believe of our students. That's Kamala Harris word salad. Then they go on to say, we believe all students can learn at high levels and learning is not a competition, end quote. That was a letter from faculty to parents dated earlier this month. Did any of you feel slighted when someone was your valedictorian? Remember back to high school. Did any of you care? King and queen, valedictorian. See, this is just another example of dumbing down of our society, of trying to punish the achievers or people that worked hard to get to where they're at. So instead of uplifting people, instead of having people like that on any level, high school, college, in work, whatever, instead of lifting them up, or pointing to them and saying, that's an example. If you do X, Y, and Z, there's a good chance you could be there too. No, they just get rid of it. That's the dumbing down. They just say, nah, I don't think we should have it. Now, I disagree with it. What about you guys? 269-441-9595. It says the school district in Colorado says instead of having the highest ranking senior deliver the typical farewell address at a graduation ceremony, they would acknowledge academic achievements, quote, through various other ways, end quote, including an honor roll, GPA honor corps at graduation, and department and school specific award ceremonies. What do you think? What I remember when I was in high school, I could care less who was the valedictorian. I knew I wouldn't be because I didn't have a 4.0 whatever. Now you can get 4.5s, how you do that, but I didn't have a 4.0 grade point average. I did well for myself, but nothing like that. So I didn't expect to get it. No harm, no foul. Didn't make king or of the prom or whatever. Did I care? No, I didn't care. Did you guys? You may have. Did it harm you for the rest of your life that you weren't valedictorian? Are you crushed? It's just, again, another example of mediocrity. We don't want to showcase success because it'll hurt the others. Well, you know what? The others may not have wanted to work that hard, so it didn't bother them. Maybe they just did what they did and B's or C's or D's were fine. The trend that is happening out there is what you should be worried about and concerned about. 269-441-9595. Coming up in the next hour, a little fun piece I put out there today, because many of you who've listened to me know that I speak about me and being follically challenged. I loved my hair when I had it, but I only got my hair, had my full head of hair for a little over 22 years, unfortunately. I saw a piece by the Detroit Henry Ford Hospital Group dispelling the myth of male pattern baldness. So I wanted to address it. I read it, thought it was interesting, and I wrote a piece about it. In the piece, I give you a picture of evidence of me when I was not follicly challenged. Me at, I don't know what I was at that point, probably 17 at that point, with a full head of beautiful hair. And then I gave you the after picture. That more will be coming up after this. You listen to Live with Rank, 269-441-9595. Lines are open. We'll be right back.